4 score and 7 inches ago, our 4 follicles brought forth on this head a new hairdo, conceived over a 6-pack of Old Milwaukee, and dedicated to the proposition that not all haircuts are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great fashion war, testing whether this hairdo, or any hairdo so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met at a raised supercuts on the front lines of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that hairdo as a final resting place for those who thus gave up their popularity that that hairdo might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this hair. The brave hicks and rednecks, living and dead, who, being business in front, party in back, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world's Walmart shoppers will little note, nor long remember how I wear it here, but they can never forget how our dead have worn it. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these social casualties we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these shall not have died in vain, that this hairdo under God shall have a new birth in fashion, and that mullets of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.